thank you guys for tuning in to the Competent Conversations podcast. My name's Taekwon, and I just want to talk to you guys about something that's been going on in my life a little bit. Just to start it off, give you a little bit of background. I am a personal trainer, and I do like my workout videos on my Instagram page. All I do is fit. A lot of times I do these videos, I get people that inbox me asking how I stay motivated, how I stay, I guess, with that same intensity, or how do I maintain whatever kind of platform I have. So the simple answer is you just got to want it, right? Anytime there's something in life that you want, you usually get up and get it. Until they mention the hard work, that's when everybody gets, you know, everybody just starts to freeze up a little bit. As soon as you mention the amount of work that it takes to get somewhere, everybody has that moment of time when they start thinking, is it worth it? Overall, if you truly want something in life, you will go and get it by any means necessary. You will find a way to make that happen. That's the same way I take this working out. The same way I take this process. It's like, I got goals that are lined up for myself. I can't let anybody or anyone's mentality ruin that for me, right? So when I go into the gym, most of the time I got a partner with me. If I don't have a partner with me, it's usually just the music on. But I have my own inner thoughts. And those inner thoughts, they comfort me. When I go to the machines, I already know what I'm doing. I've already visualized my success on every machine in that gym. So I know when I get there, I already know what to do. So what is the difficulty that a lot of people face? I guess it's the lack of knowledge. And with that lack of knowledge, a lot of people, they cower. But instead of taking the higher road and figuring out how to do these things, they just say it's impossible. They write it off. They blame it on talent instead of hard work. You see somebody working in a gym, you know, or you may see them just walking in a supermarket, and you'd be like, oh, that guy's got a nice body. He must got, like, a nice lineage. You know what I mean? His family, he must got nice genes. They must have passed that down to him. It's talent. He's good at that, you know. But they don't see that hard work we put in. So when you guys come to my inbox and you ask me how I stay motivated, it's just, it's simple to me. It's because I've been doing it for so long. So sometimes I may try to write it off as like, oh, well, you know, it's just what I do. You know what I mean? It's kind of hard to answer these questions day in and day out without having to give you guys the background behind it. I've been doing this for about 10 years, just constantly going through my ups and downs. And now I'm at a point in my life where I'm just really motivated. So when I think about that question, now I'm thinking about back when I first started. I remember my first Planet Fitness membership. I was just starting college as well, and my first Planet Fitness membership, I used to just go there all the time, and I lacked the confidence that I have today. Most of the time I was in there, I was trying to do cardio because that's what was presented. When you go to Planet Fitness, they have a shit ton of cardio pieces of equipment. A lot of times, the one I went to, the dumbbell rack was right in front of the glass windows. So as soon as you walked in a gym, you would see everybody doing the dumbbell workouts there. And then people walking by the storefront, they would look inside and they would see you working out as well. That puts a lot of pressure on the amount of dumbbell workouts you can do there. If you're not confident in yourself, more times than not, you'll never use those dumbbells. And then they had the Smith machines. And a lot of people got intimidated by that as well. So they just stuck to whatever cable machines were there. And I guess one of the things that made me feel a little bit more comfortable was just like, if I ever had a question about the workout, it was already labeled on the machine, how to do it from start to finish. When I decided I wanted to be a personal trainer, it was around the same time I already had applied for a job at Planet Fitness, and I started going there more frequently, and I started meeting people and just talking to them, hearing their testimonies, and I was like, yo, this is a good energy. This is good vibes right here. I want to capitalize on this. So at that point in time, I started learning more, started watching other people, started finding inspiration from other places. And that was one of the key factors, the external motivation there. It's a big thing in our daily lives. Same way you can be externally motivated, you can be externally demotivated. So the people you surround yourself with, those are going to be the ones who decide what you do as well. Like they say, birds of a feather flock together, that kind of vibe. You are who you surround yourself with. If you hang around people that don't partake in physical activities such as working out or running or biking, hiking, whatever, more times than not, you're not going to do that either. So if they're going out and eating greasy fat burgers and stuff like that, you're either going to be a part of it or you're going to go to the gym and do the opposite of that. But their actions are going to demotivate you. It's going to make it more challenging for you to get up off your ass and go to the gym. So when I think about the external motivating factors, I think about social media. A lot of us, we wake up in the morning and we start scrolling immediately. All the messages we missed, all the notifications from Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, whatever, we start scrolling, see what we missed. If you surround yourself with a bunch of fitness communities, pages or whatever on Facebook, or a bunch of fitness people on Instagram, when you wake up in the morning, you're gonna see everybody already got some type of video up there, some type of quote, something to motivate you. Because that's how the fitness community is. We're all about engagement with each other, we're all about engagement with, the gym equipment. The community itself is just a great community where you get good vibes all the time. When you look through those pages, again, you come through that bridge where it's like, this is either talent or this is the hard work. Some people glamorize their pages. I don't. I try to show you guys everything I go through. I don't do like filters like that or anything like that. A lot of people, you'll find out they're just doing poses. Their whole page is filled with like selfies or poses or whatever, but they don't show you the lifting. I only follow pages that show me the lifting as well as the selfies, because that's like a part of the game, I guess. But if you don't lift anything, if I don't see you working out at any gym, then I don't follow that page because I need to be motivated as well. I do the same thing. I wake up in the morning, I start scrolling and see what I missed. I'm trying to transition myself into a position where I can wake up and go straight to the gym without the scrolling. But sometimes we need that extra edge. And that's where I get my start at. So that's one thing right there. The other thing is, while you're looking at all these videos, look for the exercises that you don't know, the ones you're not good at. Reach out to somebody and ask them to help with the form or to explain the process to you. Or explain the reasoning as to why they do something a certain way. Knowledge is infinite and we tend to ignore it. We tend to just know what we know and not want to yearn for more. It's crazy because now that we have all this information at our fingertips, people still just like, I don't know, they still pretend that they don't have the access. It's not like you have to go through 1,000 books, it's like it's right there. How many times do you ask somebody, yo, what's the name of this movie star? I forgot his name. He was in whatever movie. And you're like trying to jog your brain. Just ask Google. You know what I mean? It's right there. So that's the same thing with working out. You go into the gym, you see a machine you don't know about. You either ask somebody right next to the machine, utilizing the machine, or you ask Google, figure it out. The main thing that I'm trying to do today is to work out on that same like Mamba mentality wave. I want to bring a certain level of energy to the game every single day. I want to think about it like it's game 7, like this is do or die, like everything's on the line at this point in time. So that becomes challenging for me because now I'm switching my mindset, and this is when I started thinking I should do a podcast. Because now that I'm switching my mindset and I'm seeing my failures, I'm thinking about everybody else who's at that beginning age. Now, if you've been inactive, I call it like that. Let's call it like that, inactive. You've been inactive for years. It's harder for you to sit there and say, I'm going to go to the gym today and I'm going to succeed at everything. And now I realize that. So I want you guys to start taking baby steps towards these things. And also look at your failures. Your failures are going to be the same things that inspire you to grow. So for me, I've been trying to wake up at 7 o'clock every morning so I can get to the gym earlier, so I can spend more time in the gym. If I can get two workouts in back to back, it's a good day. If I can go to the gym later on at nighttime after I already did my two workouts in the morning, it's an awesome day. The problems I've been facing is I get tired and my body just starts shutting down. I hear the alarm in the morning and my body just doesn't cooperate. And I've been beating myself up about it. Like, damn, I've been like, I've been so hard on myself because I'm not used to not accomplishing my goals. So I started thinking about you guys, the ones who are just starting out, and you say, fuck, I missed the first day. And then it's hard for you to go to the second day and the third day. So the way I've been combating it was just like, yo, you gotta give yourself grace. You gotta give yourself grace. You can't expect to be perfect out the gate, but you also have to continue trying. Because if you don't try, you inevitably fail. So with that being said, start planning how you want things to go. Loose plans. You want flexible plans. You don't want anything that's incrementally documented. You don't want to plan up like waking up at 7 o'clock in the morning, brushing your teeth by 7:05. You don't want nothing that detailed. You want something loose to the point where you have that freedom forever. And you also have to keep that energy where it's like, I want to accomplish this goal by any means necessary. So even if I wake up at 8 o'clock, I still got to get to the gym. That is the goal of the day. A lot of gyms are 24 hours, or the ones that I've been going to are 24 hours rather. So even if I can't make it in the morning, I'm like, all right, what time do I have throughout the day? If I can't go to the gym at all, does that mean I stop working out completely? Nah. The answer is nah, all the way. Because you can pick up one of these YouTube videos where they do the yoga, the Pilates, the at-home workouts. You know what I mean? The whole idea behind fitness is that you change your lifestyle to something else. So the lifestyle you now embrace will be something with more activity, more physical activity. Again, instead of sitting on the couch watching TV, maybe you stand up and do some stretches. Maybe you do some knee raises. Maybe you do some sit-ups or push-ups while you're watching TV. Instead of taking the elevator, stairs. Same thing, escalator, stairs. Take the stairs instead. Get more physical activity into your life. The biggest misconception with working out is that it's just that 1 hour a day and you're free. That's where the hard work comes in at. Those other 23 hours of the day, that's where you can literally ruin the workout you just did. If you burn so many calories in the morning workout, you have the whole day to put them back on and then some more. If you've eaten the whole day above your macros and then you work it at nighttime, sometimes you're already defeated because you know that. Or you get it in your head that you're not going to be able to end up in a caloric deficit. And sometimes you don't go. Same thing with the midday. If you eat so much before the midday, you have a turning point to, go back into that caloric deficit. But at the same time, you have the rest of the day to ruin it. So to combat that, we do meal plans. And I try to tell people, before you start getting fully invested in this lifestyle, you have to know what you're capable of because this lifestyle will test you. And while you're being tested, there's that opportunity where you might just give it up. I don't want anybody to fail. I want to see everybody flourish. I want to see everybody grow. So it's hard to just wake up in the morning, do your meal prep, go to the gym, and you've still got another day job, and you still got to eat healthy throughout the rest of the day. You may have kids or whatever, and you got to do whatever commute you got to the school, to your job, and then come back home and do that and cook dinner for the kids or whatever. Life is hard enough, right? The thing is to try to make it as easy as possible. And now if you're going to join a gym and then start incorporating that, you're going to fail because you're not prepared to succeed. So I say, you know what? Let's tackle things incrementally. Let's start with, can we make the time to work out? Once we make the time to work out, can we learn the workouts? Can we start having fun in the gym? Can we do things with the proper form? These are the questions I like to ask because if you're not having fun, it's going to seem like a chore. I have fun in the gym all the time. I love challenging myself. I love getting those reps up. I love putting on harder weights, heavier weights, and pushing through that pain. I love that mental toughness that I gain from going to the gym every day. If you guys aren't having fun, you got to figure out a way to incorporate that. I always say if you're not going to do something with the right form, then you need to lower the weights and learn the form correctly before you hurt yourself. It's nothing worse than just starting off at the gym, hurting yourself, and then saying, you know what? This is why I don't work out. I want everybody to succeed. So, in this fashion, we're going to start by learning our workouts. We're going to start by finding a way to have fun after we learn those proper forms. And then, when we get comfortable enough with making that time throughout the day, then we'll start saying, where else can I shave off time so I can start meal prepping? If I can't get the meal preps done, how can I incorporate healthier eating in my household? Because you don't have to meal prep. Meal prepping is just, it's an easier way to intake your macros post-workout. But if you want to still incorporate your healthy meals throughout the day, you can go to restaurants that serve healthy meals. You just got to know what's good and what's bad for you. You can still have dinner at a decent time. Even though it's not meal prep, you can still have like a regular dinner. You just got to make sure it's healthy foods. After we get the meal prepping down or the healthier options in place, depending on your household setting, maybe you want to incorporate somebody else with you. And that's truly where you have fun at. For me, anyways, I know that when I share my knowledge with somebody else, when I get somebody else in the gym and I push them to their limits, and then we all feel like so energized after leaving the gym, or we may feel like we had the best workout ever. To me, that's the happiness right there. I love that. So if you incorporate somebody else with you as well, now you're leading the charge and you're helping somebody in your household accomplish the same goals. Because working out just isn't, it isn't just physical goal, it's just a mental goal as well. Once you see that you're able to accomplish more in the gym, it opens up your lifestyle for more challenges, I guess you can say. So, going back to like the motivation, look for your external factors, but also look for your internal factors. Where's that burning desire inside of you? I don't want you to be motivated because you have a trip in the summertime and you want to shed 5 pounds. You got to be motivated to embrace this whole lifestyle. If you don't want the lifestyle, then this activity really isn't for you. And I'm not going to make that choice, but that's on you. The lifestyle, it's a lot harder to embrace than the activity itself, but you'll see more results from embracing the lifestyle as opposed to just the activity. A lot of times people lose the weight and they gain it right back because they didn't change everything else around them. It's just the way it is. If you guys have any other questions, I mean, I know I rambled a lot. I don't even know how long I went for, but if you have any other questions, feel free to hit me up on Instagram at All I Do Is Fit. Facebook, I'm on Taekwon Lino. Snapchat is All I Do Is Fit. You can email me as well at allidoisfit@gmail.com. Thank you guys so much for listening. I appreciate you guys. Have a great night.